Hey, you can start.
Good evening. This is Chaim Bravender. The parasha is Baalotcha, and the shiur is dedicated by the families of Mrs. Mary Rubach of blessed memories. The Rubach family in Efrat is longtime friends and close acquaintances. Former Chavrusa. The topic of the shiur is Pesach Sheni, which is clearly stated and explained in our parasha. The parasha starts with the pasuk. We'll start with. Let's see if I can get. If I can annotate. There it is. Start annotating. No, I don't want this. Okay, by the Be'er Shem El Moshe, you see the psukim? El Moshe b'midbar Sinai b'shana she'nit. In the second year of Yitziat Mitzrayim, when they left Mitzrayim, so there's an interesting side question which is connected to this pasuk. And that side question is that after all, the date that is presented to us, what are we talking about? Bachodesh HaRishon and the Shana HaShniyah. Chodesh HaRishon is Nisan, right? The second year. This is the ninth chapter of the book of Bamidbar. And if you look at the first chapter, which is not on the sheet, but if you would look at that first chapter, you'd find that the first pasuk says, Be'echad l'chodesh ha'sheni. It was the beginning of the book of Bamidbar took place in the chodesh ha'sheni, and the continuation of the book of Bamidbar took place in the chodesh ha'rishon. And from this chazal learn that there are cases of ein mukdam u'mo'achar b'Torah, that sometimes the Torah does not stick to the chronologically factual way, but upsets the chronology, like in this case, the first pasuk of Bamidbar, Bachodesh HaSheni, the ninth chapter, Bachodesh HaRishon. If that We'll have to wait and see if that has anything to do with our topic. So now, Pasuk Bet. Vayasu b'nei Yisrael et ha-Pesach b'mo'ado. So b'nei Yisrael knew that there's a mitzvah of Pesach. And here the reference is primarily to the Korban Pesach. B'nei Yisrael et ha-Pesach b'mo'ado. When it is, when it was appropriate. Ba'arba'asar yom b'chodesh hazeh bein ha'arba'im, tasu oto b'mo'ado, that on the 14th day of Nisan, that's when you do the Korban Pesach b'mo'ado. K'kol chukotav, v'kol mishpatav, tasu otav. So tasu oto, do it in the way you were taught by Moshe Rabbeinu to do it. Right? And do all the things that are necessary when you give the Korban Pesach. And when is that? When are you going to do that? Ba'arba'asar yom b'chodesh hazeh. Now it's the month of Nisan, in the second year after Yitziat Mitzrayim, and the Korban Pesach is sacrificed the day before Pesach, which is Yud Dalet, the 14th day of Nisan. ב-14 יום בחודש הזה בין הארבעים, תעשו אותו במועדו. So there's an extra, I'm encouraged. Do it as you should do it, במועדו, ככל חוקותיו וככל משפטיו תעשו אותו. Do it with all the details that I have taught you, Moshe Rabbeinu says, right? וידבר משה אל בני ישראל לעשות הפסח. And Moshe Rabbeinu explained again to them what to do and how to do the Korban Pesach. ויעשו את הפסח, and they did it, ויעשו את הפסח בראשון, ב-14, the first month, ראשון, the first month, which is Nisan, ב-14 יום לחודש בין הארבעים, במדבר סיני, ככל אשר ציווה השם את משה, in accordance with all the details that Hashem explained to Moshe, Kein asu b'nei Yisrael, Kein asu b'nei Yisrael. This is like a moment of peace and tranquility. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Pesach. B'nei Yisrael said, we want to do the Pesach. And Moshe Rabbeinu taught them how to do the Pesach, all the details that were necessary. Right, and then everything was fine. Everything was fine. If you want to, can we look at the Rashi for a moment, Ezra? To thank Ezra for helping me out. The next page here is Rashi. Rashi mentions this deviation. B'chodesh HaRishon. We're talking about the month of Nisan. Rashi says, Parasha sheberosh ha-sefer lo nemra ad iyar. The beginning of the book of Bamidbar is Chodesh HaSheni, that's iyar. Lamadeta she'ein seder mukdam u'muchar b'Torah. So from this you learn a general principle, Rashi says, that chronology is not necessarily upheld. I mean, generally it is. Abraham comes before Yitzchak, and Yitzchak comes before Yaakov, but it's not necessarily the case. Not necessarily the case. V'lama lo patach b'zo, Rashi asks. So, okay, I understand. Ein mukdam mukhar b'Torah, but why does the Torah have to confuse us about it? V'lama lo patach b'zo, why did the book of Bamidbar start with chapter 9 and then do chapter 1. He says, Mipnei Shehu Gnutan Shel Yisrael, because this reminds us of something very negative about Bnei Yisrael. And what is that negative thing? Shekol Arba'im Shana Shayu Yisrael Bamidbar Lo Hikrivu Ela Pa'am Pesach Ze Bilvat, that for 48 years or 38 years, Bnei Yisrael did not keep the Pesach. This was the only Pesach that they kept. And of course, you could ask Rashi, well, how come? I mean, they seem to be very happy about giving the Pesach, doing the Pesach now. And the second year, why didn't they continue the third year and the fourth year? And you know that the Gemara says that there was a problem with circumcision. They were not all circumcised, or some were circumcised. I mean, I think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have solved that problem if there was an interest in heaven that they should have done the mitzvah on earth. So we sort of like left it open. We'll leave it open. We'll leave the question open. B'mo'ado, Rashi says, Ach b'sha'af b'shabbat. B'mo'ado, Apituma b'moado. You do it as you should do it. Whatever it is that you should do, that's what you do, according to how do I? By mistake, I clicked. Oh, let me get this machine. Uh, I want more options. I want to. No. I can't get to the.
Probably lost the document.
I want to get back to where it was. I can't see the text now.
Do you see the WebEx globe on the bottom of the circle?
Yeah.
If you click on that, it should take you back to the WebEx.
No. WebEx still, I don't see it. I see a circle. Close participants, close participants. Okay. No, it doesn't do it. I see. I have to move the picture somehow. Okay, fine. By the bear, mitzvot shebegufo. There's certain mitzvot, so the Torah went through the mitzvot, sort of by hinting at them of the Korban Pesach. So we go back to the first sheet, page one, Ezra. Okay, thank you. So here I am. Let's go. We're up to pasuk vav. You see pasuk vav. I mean, it doesn't, when I underline, it doesn't stay underlined. So I don't think it really matters. Vayanashim. So here's the idea. Vayanashim, Asher Yu Tveyim L'Nefesh Adam. I mean, I'm still not able to conquer the computer, but I'll keep at it. Vayhi Anashim Asher Hayu Tveyim L'Nefesh Adam. People were Tveyim, and the Gemara says they were Tveyim because they were doing a mitzvah. They were carrying the body of Yosef, and that made them Tveyim. And they knew that lo yachlu lasot haPesach v'yom ahu. They knew that they could not bring the Korban Pesach on the 15th day of Nisan, because it would take another week for them to become tahor. They couldn't do it. Lasot Pesach v'yom ahu v'yikrivu lifnei Moshe v'lifnei Aaron v'yom ahu. They came to Moshe and Aaron. Moshe and Aaron today, and Rashi says that they came to Moshe and Aaron, they were sitting together. Moshe and Aaron. Pasuk Zayin. Vayomru ha'anashim ha'im ha'ilav. These people who came to Moshe and Aaron, they say, Anachnu tmeim l'nefesh Adam. Anachnu tmeim l'nefesh Adam. That's a problem. We are in a state of tum'ah, unclean, unable to do a mitzvah. Lama nigara. Why should we be excluded? Levilti ekrivit korban Hashem. We will not give the korban of HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mo'ado. We can't give that korban. So we're excluded from doing that mitzvah. B'toch b'nei Yisrael. They bring it as a complaint, whereas it's not clear to us what the complaint was. After all, they were doing a mitzvah. They were carrying the body of Yosef back to Eretz Canaan as they had promised. And because they carried the body of Yosef, they were Tmeim. And because they were Tmeim, they could not do the Korban Pesach. So without getting into the details, let's say that this is, on the face of it, absolutely accurate. But who told them that they could have an argument, that they could say, no, we feel left out? What are they left out from? Well, they left out Trump. Okay, they didn't do the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, but it's because they were keeping another mitzvah. They were doing something that they were supposed to do. And so they come to Moshe Rabbeinu with an argument that it's not clear what the source of that argument is, what it is that they are claiming. Right? Pasuk Chet, Vayomer lehem Moshe, imdu. Veshme'ah, imdu veshme'ah is like in a beit din. The dayanim sit, and the plaintiffs stand. Imdu, Moshe Rabbeinu says, oh, this is a serious matter, serious question, veshme'ah, and I will go back to listen, ma yitzaveh Hashem lachem, what God offers you, what God will tell you. Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe le'mor, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, hearing the question, so he's going to answer it. Daber b'nei Yisrael le'mor, I want you to teach b'nei Yisrael, and that the teaching is credited to these people who want very much to do the Korban Pesach. Daber b'nei Yisrael le'mor, ish, any individual person, any individual, ki yetamei lenefesh, ki yetamei lenefesh, o b'derech arukah, or in these far away. In other words, they came and they asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are tmeim, we are unclean, ritually unclean, and we want to keep the Korban Pesach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his response, added, o b'derech rechokah, or they're far away, they can't get to Yerushalayim, they can't do what they're supposed to do. O b'derech rechokah lachem, o le dorotechem, either you, yourselves, or all the succeeding generations who are going to keep the Korban Pesach. Vasu, vasa Pesach lachem, they will do the Korban Pesach. How are they going to do the Korban Pesach? V'chodesh ha'sheini, v'abas ha'yom eder ha'bayim, on the second month, Iyar, not Nisan, but Iyar, on the 14th day of Iyar, bein ha'bayim in the afternoon, yasu oto, they should do the Korban Pesach, al matzot umrorim yochluhu, and just like Korban Pesach number one was eaten with matzot and merorim, matzot and bitter herbs, right? Matzot umrorim. This korban, which is given on the 14th day of Iyar, a month after Pesach, yochluhu. They will eat it with matzot umerorim. Pasuk yud bet, velo yashiru mimenu ad boker. Don't leave anything over. Eat it up at night when you eat quickly. Ve'etzel lo yishmeru bo. Don't allow anything to be broken. Kikol chukat ha'pesach yasu oto. Generally speaking, everything that you did on Pesach with the Korban Pesach, you'll do a month later with the Korban Pesach. Ukata Pesach Yasu Oto. Vaisha Sherhu Tahor Ubaderech Lohaya Bhadala Sota Pesach. And so you shouldn't use this option if you're Tahor. If you're Tahor, then you have to give the Korban Pesach on the month of Nisan, on the 14th day of Nisan. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, something that Moshe Rabbeinu could never figure out on his own, apparently, that what you have to do is you have like a, if you're Tomei and can't approach the notion of Korban, because your tum'ah prevents you from doing that kind of ritual act, then you have a makeup time. The makeup Korban Pesach is a month later. And you celebrate. I mean, that day, that's just one day. And you have to do with the Korban Pesach on the day of that day, on the 14th of Iyar, the same that you did with the Korban Pesach on the 14th of Nisan. So these people who are Tmeim LeNefesh Adam, these people who can't bring the Korban Pesach, but of course they celebrate the Pesach for 7 days, the first Pesach. They just can't participate in the Korban Pesach. So for the Korban Pesach, they have a makeup time. They have a makeup time, and that makeup time is. We have like a problem, a general problem, and that is the people who were Tmeim, they must have had some inkling of the fact that they had a chance. Would they have brought their case to Moshe and Aaron if they didn't think they had a chance? Look, I don't know, but I think they must have had some inkling of the possibility that there was a possibility. But of course, they needed divine approval, and they received the divine approval through Moshe Rabbeinu. Through Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, what I'd like to do is read a section of the Sefer HaMitzvot. Let's turn the page, Ezra, to the last page, I think. Ezra?
Once I'm trying to, it's not changing it. 1 second. Okay, there we go.
No,
Sorry.
another 2 pages, I think. 1 second.
One.
Another
That's the last page.
before that, the
This
page
one?
before Nun Zion, right? So the Rambam wrote a book which he called Sefer HaMitzvot, in which he listed all of the mitzvot in the Torah and explained a little bit about each mitzvah. You know, the Rambam, Maimonides, he tried to figure out a way to encompass all the important things of the Torah in kind of one volume or a limited amount of the space. And so he wrote a long commentary on the Mishnah, for example. But he realized that that didn't cover all the topics that he wanted to cover. So he wrote the Yad HaChazakah, which is a halachic compendium and includes everything, every topic in halacha. And along the way, before he wrote the whatever, he wrote a Sefer HaMitzvot, which formed the basis to a certain extent of the Yad HaChazakah. Sefer HaMitzvot, the Book of Mitzvot, all the positive commandments, and then all of the negative commandments. And the positive commandments are numbered. So here, Sefer HaMitzvot LeRambam, Nun Zayin. No, I want Nun Vav. Can you go back a page, Ezra? This is four. We have to go to four. This is it, four? Yeah, thank you. HaMitzvah hanal hu shetzivanu lechol keves haPesach le'el chamisha'asar minisan. That we have to give the Korban Pesach on the 14th day of Nisan. On the 14th day of Nisan. And then he goes through all of the mitzvot. Perhaps somebody will ask, V'yomar lama timne achilat Pesach matzah umaror. Mitzvah achat, ve'lo timneh otam shalosh mitzvot. So the Rambam explains that there is an issue with the Korban Pesach, and that issue is the matzah and the maror that you have to eat with the Korban Pesach. Would you call that one mitzvah, or would you call that three mitzvot? So he explains why, in his opinion, it's It's three mitzvot. I'm sorry, it's all one mitzvah. It all goes together as one mitzvah. Yechlu mikan amru. Okay, let's go back to go to the next page. I'm sorry for this confusion. Thank you. Yeah, b'kan yesh l'makshe, sheyekshe alai. A different question that people ask about my setup here. V'yomar elai, lama zetimne Pesach sheni. Why count Pesach sheni as a mitzvah? V'zeh soter ma shehekdamta. The Shoresh HaShvi'i, the Shoreshim are like principles. How did the Rambam know what to include as a mitzvah? The Rambam agreed that there are only Taryag mitzvot, not only, but there are Taryag mitzvot, 613 mitzvot, and therefore that's a limit. He had to kind of fit everything into 613. Why count Pesach Sheni? V'zeh soter ma shehekdamta b'shoresh ha-shvi'i ba'amarcha shedin ha-mitzvah lo yimaneh mitzvah b'dei atzma. In other words, when there's something that is connected to another mitzvah, in this case, Pesach Sheni is tashlumim, it's the makeup. It's the makeup korban. So why would that be a separate mitzvah? If you didn't do it on the proper time, if you couldn't do it, you were prevented from doing it in the proper time, so you did it in the other time. You did it in the other time, that was, that's fine. So he says, Mitzvah b'pnei atzma, yadam akshe kushya zot shachachamim kvar chalku b'pesach sheni im yedino kedin pesach rishon o hu tzivui ne'emar b'atzmo. He says, the Chachamim have already discussed that amongst themselves. Is Pesach Sheni a subcategory of Korban Pesach? Or is it something b'fnei atzmo? It's a separate obligation. It doesn't include every person, but for the person who it relates to, the person who's Tamei, for example, it's a separate mitzvah. Instead of doing the Korban Pesach in Nisan, he does the Korban Pesach in Iyar. So he says, V'zeh soter ma shehekdamta b'shoresh ha-shvi'i, I'm sorry, chalku b'pesach sheni yodino kedin pesach rishon, o hu tzivui ne'emar ba'atzmo, paska halacha shehu tzivui ne'emar ba'atzmo. The halacha comes along and says that it's a tzivui ha-nimtza Ne'emar ba'atzmo. V'lechein ra'ui livnot oto b'fnei atzmo, the Rambam says. So the Rambam takes a stand, and he says that even though you could argue that Pesach Sheni is a subdivision of Pesach, or Korban Pesach, and if you don't do the Korban Pesach, then you do the Pesach Sheni Korban Pesach, nevertheless, when it comes to counting the mitzvot, he thinks that Pesach Sheni, or one might think that Pesach Sheni is simply a subdivision of Korban Pesach. But he says, no, Chazal have already declared that Pesach Sheni is an independent mitzvah. And of course, why is that? Why is it that Pesach Sheni is an independent mitzvah? So we say, why is Pesach Sheni an independent mitzvah? And why did the people who were Tmeim want so much to keep the Pesach? And why is it that Mukdam and Mukhar exists and the topic of Mukdam Mukhar is Korban Pesach? All of these questions are, to my mind, legitimate questions, which I will try now to give an idea, offer a suggestion about what is actually happening. So let's say first the idea of Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim. I mean, we don't hear anything about Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, we saw the psukim. There are psukim that say you have to instruct your children to tell the story. But here in Pesach Sheni is about Korban Pesach. And why is it that, I mean, after all, they could have the people who were Tomei, the people who were not able to bring the Korban Pesach, were able to read the Haggadah. They were able to tell the story. Or they weren't able to tell the story. I mean, I'm not sure. But it seems to me that in order for there to be a story, the Haggadah teaches us that you have to know where to start the story. Right? Isn't that what the Haggadah teaches us? There's a machlokas. There are three different opinions, or maybe more, even in the Haggadah. One opinion is mitchila me avadim hayinu leparo b'mitzrayim. We were slaves in Egypt to Paro. So that's one beginning. That's a beginning, right? Another beginning is Mitchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah Hayu Avotenu. In the beginning of the beginning, our forefathers were Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Now, the only forefather that we have who was an Ovdei Avodah Zarah, who dealt with idolatry, is Terach, the father of Abraham. And we don't like to think of him as being one of our fathers, but if you look at it, as we have over time, if you look at it carefully, you'll see that there's a lot of Avodah Zarah around, a lot of idolatry, the wives, the children, other people, other relatives. Right? It was Avraham Avinu was not able to convince the people that we know about to serve one God. They found that too difficult an idea to absorb. It took hundreds, maybe thousands of years before that became the leading idea for the religious personalities. So the Haggadah tells us, the Haggadah tells us that the beginning is not clear. But we have to decide on a beginning to tell a story. Or we can decide that all the beginnings, as the Haggadah seems to say, all the beginnings are legitimate. They're not trying to deny each other. But they are legitimate ways to start the story. And those legitimate ways to start the story are things that we have to remember. But the question that you might now ask is, well, what is the end of the story? Not the end of the story of stories. We could say there's an ongoing story of the Jewish people until today. I mean, when is the story of Yitziat Mitzrayim over? When is the story of Yitziat Mitzrayim over? So that question has also got several answers. One is when they got to Eretz Canaan. I mean, that was what they were promised. Moshe Rabbeinu said, take you out of Mitzrayim, we'll get the Torah, and then you'll go to Eretz Canaan. So when they got to Eretz Canaan, it's reasonable to say the story came to an end. So when you tell the story, you could say, the end of the story is when they came to Eretz Canaan. Another possible end of the story is when the people said, Arami Oved Avi, they started talking about the Bikurim, the first fruits that are brought to the Beit HaMikdash, and in those fruits, we know we wouldn't be here today if not for Yitziat Mitzrayim. If not for what God gave us, or God's intention, Yitziat Mitzrayim. So the end of the story that we tell on the night of Pesach is also unclear. The beginning is unclear, the end is unclear. But when it comes to the telling of the story, the lack of clarity is not really a problem. Okay, lack of clarity, you could tell one story, you could tell another story, you could tell a third story. All these stories are legitimate and can be repeated, and they are meaningful. Similarly, we can say that the story doesn't end until you get to Eretz Canaan. Maybe it doesn't end until you actually grow fruit that bring the Bikurim to the Beit HaMikdash. But one thing is sure, at this time that we're talking about, the Pesach, giving the Korban Pesach on the 14th day of Nisan of the first month, at that time the story had not yet been told. It hadn't happened yet. The story hadn't happened yet. And so it was inconceivable to imagine that Bnei Yisrael would tell the story on the night of Pesach, because they were creating the story. By bringing the Korban Pesach on the 14th day of Nisan, on the 14th day of Nisan, they were creating the story. When people will tell the story, they're going to say that the Korban Pesach given in the desert is part of the story. It's part of the story that they were told. And even though there was a certain problem about saying, giving the Korban Pesach for everybody in the desert, as we say, nevertheless, the Korban Pesach on the 14th day of Nisan was part of the story that was being created. And yet, I mean, it was so important because the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, right? You remember that there is the Korban Pesach of Mitzrayim. We call it Pesach Mitzrayim, where the blood was spread on the mezuzot so that the Malach HaMavet will know that these are Jewish homes and the places that should be skipped. Well, we don't imitate that when we give the Korban Pesach. The mitzvah of Korban Pesach is an imitation of the Pesach that was done in the Midbar on the 14th day of Nisan. So the creation of the story of Yetziat Mitzrayim desperately needs the Korban Pesach of the 14th day of Nisan, because that's part of the story. That's why we do what we do. That's why we act the way we act. And that's why the Korban Pesach on the 14th day of Nisan is so important. And so the people understood, the people who were Tamei Im LeNefesh HaDan, only did mitzvot, who were Tamei because they did mitzvot. And they said, this is the creation of the story. We're creating the story of Yetziat Mitzrayim by giving the Korban Pesach. And that for the future generations, the Korban Pesach will be an invitation of the Pesach that was given on the second year of the Yetziat Mitzrayim, and not the Pesach that was given in Mitzrayim. You can check the details for that. And so they wanted to be part of that. They wanted to be part of that creation. They wanted to be included. And so they came to Moshe and Aaron and said, you can't leave us out. This is the creation of the story. This is the creation of the Korban Pesach, part of the story, which will be kept for generations. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, they'll do it on the 14th day of Iyar. 14th day of Iyar. So they'll be able to participate. They're part of it. They'll do it with matzah and maror and will be able to be included spiritually, if no other way, in this creation of the Korban Pesach. And so why did this parasha teach us that there is no necessary chronology in the Torah? Well, because you might think that Yitzhak Mitzrayim has already taken place, but we know that it hasn't, because we don't know how the story, what the end of the story is. And as I said before, I don't mean the end of the big story, of the story of the Jewish people, the history of the Jewish people, etc. But we don't know the end of the story of Yitzhak Mitzrayim. In order to fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim, we have to know when it starts, and we have to know when it ends. And it's the Korban Pesach and Pesach Sheni that gives us an inkling into the fact that the story is not yet over. Not yet over, and probably will only end when the Jews enter the land of Canaan. And that's why Yoshua is mentioned in the Haggadah. In the Haggadah. Okay. All the best. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Be well.